This is regional news coverage from the KBI newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. The Missouri House has given first-round approval to legislation that would overhaul the state's concealed carry process. The bill would eliminate concealed carry endorsements in favor of permits, which would be issued by county sheriff's offices instead of the Department of Revenue. It's sponsored by GOP House member Rick Bratton of Cass County.
It protects our constituents, every person in the state, all their important information that's been scanned and sent away. It'll put a stop to that. It'll remove the regulation, red tape, put it back in the hands of the local county sheriff.
Currently, sheriff's offices process the concealed carry applications and handle the background checks, then send applicants to their local DOR license fee office to get the actual card. Opponents argue that an amendment eliminating renewal fees for concealed carry would cut into state revenues. The bill needs one more vote before moving to the Missouri Senate. Missouri senators trying to target budget cuts at the agency that issues driver's licenses may have instead blocked funding for the registration of boats and mobile homes. The Senate passed a budget plan late Monday that eliminates the entire $3.5 million allotment for the Motor Vehicle and Driver's Licensing Division. During debate, senators said the proposed cut would halt the issuance of driver's licenses. They described it as negotiating leverage to get additional information from state officials about the data collected from driver's license applicants. But the state's budget director analyzed the impact of the cuts at the request of the Associated Press yesterday and found they wouldn't hit the budget line that finances driver's licenses. Instead, the cuts appear to prevent registration for boats, ATVs, and manufactured homes. The Boone County Prosecuting Attorney's Office held a ceremony for local crime victims yesterday to coincide with National Crime Victims' Rights Week. KBI's Russell Chapin tells us more.
18.7 million Americans are affected by crime annually, according to the Federal Office for Victims of Crime. Dan Knight is the Boone County Prosecuting Attorney. He says his office has approximately 3,800 pending criminal cases, often with victims who have been affected by the alleged criminal acts committed in each case.
We have thousands of victims every year right here in Boone County that need assistance. They've, in some cases, endured quite a bit of trauma, and it's very important for those social service agencies to be available to help victims.
Knight honored Ruby Marsden, chief investigator with the prosecuting attorney's office, for her work in building relationships with crime victims and witnesses. Marsden says much has changed since she took the position 20 years ago.
The laws have changed to where it allows us to do things, get information, and help people that we weren't able to help before.
She says it's important, but sometimes difficult, to build a relationship with the victims in each case.
Listen to them. Even if they're not cooperative, I think they want to be. And sometimes they're afraid. Sometimes they just don't have someone to back them up. You just need to listen to them and get them to safety.
National Crime Victims' Rights Week runs from April 21st until Saturday, April 27th. Russell Chapin, KBIA News.
The Missouri House has sent back to committee a proposal to issue $1.2 billion in bonds to fund construction projects at college campuses, parks, and other state facilities. House member Chris Kelly, a Democrat from Columbia, says the proposal needs adjustment and that working it out at the committee level would save time. The bonding package would need voter approval if it clears the legislature, which adjourns May 17th. The House Budget Committee will re-examine the bonding measure, and Kelly says the full chamber could vote on it next week. The proposal calls for at least $500 million to be used for non-higher education projects, with at least $40 million to be dedicated to state parks. It is sponsored by Republican House Speaker Tim Jones. State employees could keep firearms in their vehicles on state property under a bill heard by a Missouri Senate committee. The measure, considered yesterday by the Senate General Laws Committee, would allow employees to have a firearm in their car if it is locked and the gun is not visible. The legislation would also increase penalties for convicted felons who use an illegal firearm while committing another crime. But the committee's chairman, Republican Senator Brian Nevis, said he wants that provision taken out of the bill. The House has already passed the measure, and Nevis said he wanted the Senate committee to vote on it today. After the historic drought last year, farmers realized more than ever the importance of drought-resistant soil. As KBIA's Chris Long tells us, one research team at the University of Missouri will demonstrate to farmers how quality soil can improve their yield.
A team of researchers at the University of Missouri will show farmers in Missouri how to improve their soil and in turn improve their yield. The MU team received a $244,000 federal grant and $134,000 from an organization that supports sustainable agriculture. Superintendent of the Douglas Research Center in Columbia, Tim Reinbott, says in the past, there hasn't been money available to put on statewide demonstrations the way there is now. He's excited about the potential benefits.
We can help farmers within that area manage their farm just a little bit better because, you know, it costs money to do all this, to have somebody on board that would help go into all the field days.
Reinbott says farmers should consider not tilling their fields and to grow cover crops like cereal rye, soybeans, or tillage radishes. Reinbott says these techniques will allow the soil to more effectively soak up and store water. For KBIA News, I'm Chris Long.
University of Missouri students in Columbia are flocking to new money management counseling sessions. The university says about 500 students have scheduled individual sessions in the program's first 2 weeks. The sessions are provided through the school's Student Financial Aid Office and its Office for Financial Success. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.